And 3-2-1, hello, Borgen Project volunteers. The Trump administration proposed a total $35.1 billion for the State Department and other international affairs agencies. That's $16.2 billion, or 32% below what Congress enacted for the fiscal year 2026. Meanwhile, the House Appropriations Committee advanced its own international affairs budget. Approved along party lines, the bill provides for $47.3 billion, about 5% below current funding, but significantly higher than what the administration requested. The gap between these two visions sets the stage for what's going to be a long and uneven legislative process. And this debate is unfolding against the backdrop of broader global shifts in foreign aid. New data shows that the U.S. aid volumes dropped dramatically in 2025, down nearly 60% from the previous year. It's the largest single-year reduction ever recorded by a donor nation. Other major contributors, including France, Germany, and the United Kingdom, have also scaled back their commitments. Some analysts are calling the trend a great aid recession, raising concerns about the long-term consequences. And at the same time, the philosophy along foreign aid appears to be shifting. The Trump administration has been promoting a trade over aid approach, encouraging countries to prioritize economic partnerships and investment over traditional humanitarian assistance. Officials argue this model can reduce dependency, strengthen local economies, and create new opportunities for American businesses. Critics, however, warn that tying aid more directly to geopolitical or commercial interests will disadvantage vulnerable populations and open the door to exploitation by private companies. This tension is particularly visible in the administration's global health strategy. Over the past year, U.S. officials have negotiated a series of bilateral agreements with lower-income countries, many in Africa, focused on programs like HIV and tuberculosis prevention. So far, 28 agreements have been reached, representing $12.7 billion in U.S. assistance and requiring partner countries to contribute an additional $7.8 billion. But unlike previous initiatives, the details of these agreements have not been fully disclosed. That lack of transparency has grown criticism from advocacy groups and some lawmakers, who say it limits oversight and raises questions about whether funding is being used to secure unrelated policy concessions. But there is at least one area where bipartisan cooperation appears to be holding. A bill known as the Locally Led Development and Humanitarian Response Act is gaining traction in Congress. The legislation aims to make U.S. foreign aid more effective by directing a greater share of funding to local organizations in recipient countries, groups that supporters say are often in a better position to deliver sustainable results. The measure has advanced out of the House Foreign Affairs Committee with the support from both parties, and it's offering a rare point of agreement in an otherwise heavily divided debate. As lawmakers move forward, the broader question remains unresolved: how the United States should balance its strategic interests, humanitarian goals, and the fiscal priorities in a rapidly changing world. As always, I look forward to speaking with you next month.